Our guest at the cafe this morning is A&M Economics, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, Dr. Dale Funderburk. Good morning.
Good morning.
It's been a few days, but the president was in Switzerland at a major world economic meeting. It's Davos,
yes.
Switzerland. Uh-huh. But Governor Abbott was there, too. He got considerably less attention than the president, of course, but the governor was there, and he had quite a story to tell.
He did. As a matter of fact, the thing he was doing, he was touting the Texas economy and the success that we've had, and he was recruiting.
Which he's been doing, and not by himself. State government in general has been doing that, but and pretty successfully, obviously.
I've been very successful in the last several years.
Yeah. You sent me an article. Now, this was from November, but still relatively recent. It said Texas more than doubled the economic growth rate of the U.S. in the second quarter of last year, and had a 4.7 GDP compared to the U.S. 2.0, and was number one among all the states in the country in terms of GDP, economic growth.
So, it was, and since this is something that's released quarterly, that's the reason that it's not for January or mm-hmm. there. But the Texas economy, the job growth has been very strong, among the strongest in the nation. Another thing pointed out in these is that this has been job growth in well-paying areas.
Well, it said the biggest contributor is, first of all, oil and gas, no surprise.
Right.
But followed by professional, the category of professional, what would that include, Dale?
It's all the way from CEAs, doctors, even attorneys,
professions that require a high level of education and so on.
But that whole category, for example, where it had the rapid growth, they give an average salary of about $74,000 a year there.
Uh-huh.
Construction, another very strong one, about $65,000 average.
That's not bad. And then the other areas, scientific and the technical services industry, also showing very good growth. And then the Southwest region, which includes Texas, but also Oklahoma, New Mexico, and Arizona, had a 4.3% GDP, and that was the highest region of any region in the country.
It was. One of the things that they show is that, again, as you mentioned, all is continuing to be a major source of jobs, a major part of growth. But these other areas show the diversification of the economy.
Well, I wanted to say, Glenn Hager, the state controller, in this article, and he attributes very, very prominently diversification of the economy, which we have discussed before.
And that's positive in every way. When that turn down does come, and it will, that diversification is helpful.
We're talking with Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and we're kind of looking at the Texas economy. Now, in this article you showed me, this again was published in late November. At that time, Hager was the state controller, was calling for an end to the trade tensions, and he was calling for the passage of the USMCA, the new trade deal with the U.S., Canada, and Mexico, and pretty much both of those things have happened since then.
They have, and I do think it has shown that the process there, which I've talked here before about a bargaining process, it was more extended than I thought it might be, but it seems to be turning out well,
mm-hmm.
and the sky did not fall.
You're talking about the kind of the hard-nosed approach that the president has adopted.
It has been, yes.
But he said if we get those things done, that he thought things would continue to go well and maybe get better, and both of those things have happened. Now, a couple of things, I found another couple of articles to show you. One thing that surprised me, there's an article saying, and I thought this was very surprising, that Texas is the fifth most regulated state in the union.
I spent a good bit of time looking at that, yeah. and looking at their techniques of research there, and that's largely a word search thing as opposed to an analytical thing of the extent and effect of regulation.
What they said was there were 226,000 regulations in Texas, which sounds like a lot, obviously, but compared to what? And as you indicate, 14.9 million words of regulations. Now, they had, by this methodology, they had California, New York, and Illinois, the usual suspects at the top as far as regulation is concerned, then Ohio and Texas fifth. But that was, I mean, just purely measuring the number of words and the number of regulations was what they looked at.
And when you look at the things of the index of economic freedom among states, as with countries there, Texas is by no means one of the most heavily regulated.
Hmm. So an interesting article, and as I say, it was surprising, and it may be an outlier. You know, it may be one that's a little bit off the chart.
I would chalk that up to their methodology.
Okay, all right, very good. That's why we talked to you, Dale. And then another article, again, not to be all too rosy in all the view, the Corpus Christi Caller Times had an article saying, looking for crude oil prices to remain flat in 2020. And if that's the case, then what does that do for the Texas economy? But again, we come back to the diversification, and that's the importance of that.
It has, and with it staying even in the mid-50s there, the Permian Basin is still buzzing, and unless we get one of those real drops there, it seems that for the foreseeable future at least, it looks very bright.
Uh-huh. Well, just keep our fingers crossed if that helps, and hope that it continues, and trust that it'll continue. Dale, thanks for having a cup of coffee with us.
My pleasure.
Dr. Dale Funderburk, A&M Commerce Economics Professor, and you're starting the day with Morning Edition of your station, 88.9 KETR.